Joseph, some people say that the Lord comes as a thief in the night, and therefore we cannot know when the rapture will be. What do you say?
Well, praise the Lord. Yeah, no, many people say that, but why don't you read the whole context? You're talking about 1 Thessalonians 5.
Okay.
Why don't you read from 2 to 6?
1 Thessalonians 5. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Amen.
See, that's the problem when you take a scripture and you write it until judgment day, you ignore the other scriptures. Especially if you don't read the whole context.
Yes.
You have to read the whole context. That's it. So it's very self-explanatory. They need to get into it. He says, you are not like that. He's not talking
actually, to us.
So you are children of the light and not of the night. You see, verse 4. You brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief.
In other words, for the Christians, the Lord does not come as a thief.
Absolutely not. He says very clear. You, brethren, are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as a thief. Okay?
Amen.
It's very, very clear.
Thank you, Lord.
So in other words, it's not for you. Jesus is not coming for you, brethren, as a thief. But of course not. Of course not. Okay, look, do you want a scripture?
Yes.
Go to Matthew 24:43.
Okay. Matthew 24.
Here it shows you who Jesus comes as a thief and why.
43. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into.
Who's the master? The devil.
You understand? Yes.
So Jesus is saying, the day knows no man, etc. Because he's planning to come as a thief for the devil, for the Antichrist, for the devil's people.
Okay.
All right, for the tares, and not for the good seed, not for the sheep, but for the goats.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why the Bible is all in parables.
Okay,
so the devil doesn't understand, so the people, the devil wouldn't understand.
That's very good.
So he comes as a thief to surprise the devil so he can steal his goods, steal in quotes, in other words, the sheep, and rapture to heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. So then the Lord doesn't come as a thief in the night for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that good news?
Yes, it's great.
Praise the Lord. Besides, read again verse 2, 1 Thessalonians 5, 2.
1 Thessalonians 5:2. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night.
Okay, see, people that interpret that the thief in the night is the rapture, okay, they don't understand that actually the scripture is talking about the day of the Lord.
Yeah.
Which is a complete different event than the rapture.
You mean?
Understand?
You mean the day of the Lord is not a rapture?
The day of the Lord, of course not.
That comes as a thief?
He comes as a thief. For the day of the Lord,
yes.
Which is actually Armageddon, has nothing
how
to do with the rapture. Well, listen, I'll give you some scripture. Go to Revelation 16.
Okay, Revelation 16.
Yeah, 15 until 17.
Revelation 16:15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they shall see his shame. What is he talking about here?
Well, he's talking about the wrath of God. Keep reading until 17.
And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done."
You understand, this is the wrath of God.
How do you know
the wrath of God? Because the wrath that it talks in 1 Thessalonians 5, okay, is the wrath of God Armageddon. It's not the wrath of the devil, which is the tribulation, like it says in Revelation 12:12. It says that it's the wrath of the devil.
The great tribulation is the wrath of the devil.
The great tribulation is the wrath of the devil, Revelation 12:12.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? But in 1 Thessalonians 5, the wrath that it talks about is verse 2, is the day of the Lord. Now, if you go to Revelation 15:1-2, you see that after the saints are in heaven, after they got the victory in the mark of the beast, etc., they are in heaven, only then, okay, the seven angels prepare to pour out the wrath of God after they are in heaven. Okay. So the wrath of God is it comes after the tribulation, which is the wrath of the devil. You understand?
Yes.
In fact, here the scripture just read, it talks about verse 14. Okay, 14, you read 15.
Yes.
Behold, I come as a thief. Okay, that's what 1 Thessalonians 5 talks about. Jesus comes as a thief. Okay, for Armageddon, you see, verse 16.
Yes, it's true.
And then in verse 17, he pours the last vials of the wrath of God, the last one, the seventh, and that represents the destruction of Babylon in the next two chapters, and Armageddon, Revelation 19.
So in Revelation 15, it talks about the wrath of God, which is seven vials. And here is the last vial of the wrath. And Armageddon is basically part of the wrath of God, then?
It's part of the wrath of God. Specifically, the seventh angel here, Revelation 16, 17, he pours his vial into the air, and that provokes the destruction of Babylon. The next two chapters, Revelation 17 and 18, and Revelation 19 is Armageddon. So the day of the Lord, the 1 Thessalonians, 5:2 is actually the wrath of God is actually Armageddon. Understand?
In fact, in Revelation 16, where we just read in verse 14, it says the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Exactly.
And then it says Jesus comes as a thief to Armageddon. It's very nice
it's
here.
It's very, very clear.
Very clear explained.
So, exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah, because it's but the key is in 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says the day of the Lord comes as a thief. It doesn't say the rapture. It doesn't say the tribulation, rapture, etc.
So it's the day of the Lord is Armageddon.
Armageddon, the day of the Lord. Everywhere you look in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. You go to Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. You go to Joel 2. You know, it all says that the day of the Lord. It says that the day of the Lord is a day of wrath, a day of destruction, and basically it's Armageddon. Nothing
yes.
to do
Very interesting.
With the tribulation, which is the wrath of the devil, Revelation 12:12. Nothing to do with the rapture. Jesus does not come as a thief for the rapture, because he says in Matthew 24:29, every eye shall see him.
Right, okay. And there's going to be a trumpet also. Yeah,
exactly. It'll be a trumpet in case they miss it. Okay, and also in Revelation 1:7, every eye shall see him, even they who crucified him.
Imagine a thief coming with a trumpet.
Yes. Imagine. The Lord is not interested in some secret rapture, so secret that not even the Bible knows, even nobody knows. It simply doesn't talk anywhere. Okay?
Got Amen. That? Very interesting.
Very
Thank
simple.
You, Jesus.
Very simple.